The young Gaussum held out his paw.
Double!
He gasped as the otter took his paw in a grip like a steel vice.
Double a funny name. I be Zaran the Black.
She retrieved her weapon and began honing the blades on the wet rock, commenting with a wave of her sinewy rudder.
This be my holt, not much, but a fine good place to hide from whites. Carrion scum and monster snake. You see him double.
The young shrew nodded.
Oh, I saw him sure enough. What a giant! He scared me just to look at him.
Zaran finished sharpening her weapon. She thrust it in a sling, which hung across her back.
Snake not hurt me. I leave him well alone. Zaran slay white birds, carrion, other snakes, lizard, toad. Any beast that come from caves of Skr.
The white teeth of Zaran shone as she spat out the word Skr. The big otter was an awesome sight as she prowled sinuously around the rock ledges. Zaran was the strongest looking otter Double had ever seen. Muscles like coiled steel springs, sinews like greased rope, lithe and fluid at every move she made. Double repeated the name curiously.
Scare!
Her hazel-hued eyes radiated savage hatred.
I, Corvusker. One day Zaran will kill that one. Kill him and all his creatures. They must die. Zaran has spoken. So will it be.
Double was surprised at the black otter's vehemence.
Why must you kill Scare and all his kind, Zaran?
The otter snapped angrily.
No, ask me that, Double. When Zaran ready, she tell you.
Noting the respect and awe in her guest's eyes, she changed immediately, producing some fruit and a sun-dried trout from an aperture in the rocks. She placed them in front of the shrew. Zaran smiled briefly.
You're young. Eat now. Young ever be hungry. Eat, Double. Then sleep. Safe here. Zaran keep watch. We go out when night fall. I show you. Eat. Sleep first.
As Double sat eating, Zaran examined the back of his neck where the crow's beak had struck. For such a fierce creature, she was surprisingly gentle, murmuring softly to reassure him.
Not bad hurt, but hide is broken. Zaran can fix that. Double be still now. Dirty birds are carrion. Never know where crow's beaks have been.
The young shrew finished his meal as the black otter cleaned his wound, then applied some fragrant ointment, dabbing it on with soft moss.
Double live to fight another day. There, sleep now.
He drifted into a comfortable slumber, watching the wavering sun patterns on the rock ledges, and listening to the soothing music of stream currents. Night had cast its mantle over the woodlands when Double wakened. Zaran the black otter was sitting silently watching him. He sat up and stretched slowly. She nodded.
You sleep well. Feel better now?
The young shrew nodded, rubbing his eyes.
Much better, thank you. Is it dark already?
Zaran hitched up the double blade at her back.
We go now. Zaran will show you the lair of Corvusker. Tread soft. Make no sound. Follow. Do as I say, Double. Come.